Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, and also local stations and sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app is all you need for listening or for creating audio. On the creative side, the app makes it so easy. One of the best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and then even trim the recording before uploading it. That's a useful feature and very easy to use. Pandora doesn't get what it wants, and a big anniversary for podcasts. We'll get to all that and more, but first a reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's scheduled for September 29th. Jake Shapiro, CEO of PRX, will give the keynote address. PRX is the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. And Jake Shapiro will share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For further information, and also to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Internet radio outlet Pandora bought a radio station. And the main reason to go terrestrial was to pay lower music licensing rates to songwriters and publishers. But this week, a U.S. federal judge denied Pandora's request to lower those rates that Pandora pays to BMI. That's a major royalty collection agency. All of this is regulated by the U.S. government. Most radio stations pay 1.7% of their revenue in royalties. Pandora is paying out 2.5% to BMI, but only 1.75% to ASCAP, which is the other major collector. The discrepancy is due to separate arbitration court cases, a situation that perfectly illustrates how complex and tangled U.S. copyright is for music. Anyway, Pandora refuses to be ruffled by the latest court decision denying its request. A spokesperson told us, "The decision was a procedural step and we remain confident in our legal position. We intend to proceed with our appeal." Podcasting goes back to 2003, with its technology underpinnings stretching back even further. But for iTunes, which added shows in 2005, podcasts are 10 years old this summer. 10 years into it, iTunes remains dominant in podcast distribution, even as the iPod, for which they are named, has faded in the shadow of iPhones and Android smartphones. Apple extended its podcast leadership onto phones and tablets with a native podcatcher app, appropriately called Podcasts, which basically carves out the podcasts section of iTunes into a dedicated search and discovery app. Android doesn't have anything like that, no native embrace of podcasting. Apple's dominance is documented in a recent research report by Clammer, that's C-L-A-M-M-R, Clammer, which revealed that 82% of mobile podcast listening happens on iOS devices, that's Apple devices, and 78% of that listening occurs via the native podcasts app. Podcast consumption in 2015 is really two things, mobile and Apple. Satellite broadcaster SiriusXM reported its second quarter earnings and raised guidance on annual revenue and subscriber growth. The report followed and exceeded an exceptionally bullish first quarter report in April. So, two exceptional quarters in a row. Looking back at the first quarter, SiriusXM received a net subscriber gain of 394,000 new signups, and that was a 128% year-over-year lift. That was the strongest subscriber growth story in 7 years for the satellite company. In the second quarter, Sirius gained a whopping 692,000 net subscribers and raised its forward guidance of that metric. The company now expects to add 1.8 million new net subscribers in the full year. SiriusXM told investors to expect full revenue to land at $4.5 billion for the year. Not surprisingly, Sirius stock went up. New numbers from the United Kingdom paint a bullish, fast-growth picture of audio streaming. Weekly audio streams in the UK have exceeded the 500 million milestone. It's the first time to reach that metric. Average weekly audio streams in the country have risen steadily over the past year, from $277 million in July of 2014 to the $500 million every week today. The country is forecast to reach 25 billion audio streams by the end of the year. The first 6 months of the year saw 11.5 billion tracks played on streaming, compared to 14.8 billion streams over the entirety of 2014. There was an unexpected announcement that will be greeted warmly by all advocates of FM reception in smartphones. AT&T, the giant U.S. telecom company, has added FM chip activation to the specification sheet that it gives phone makers. This development carries a hopeful message to MS-owned Next Radio, which makes an FM tuner app for selected phones with activated FM chips. All smartphones have FM chips in them, but they are mostly turned off. Adding FM reception to a spec sheet, however, does not immediately mean that AT&T phones will receive radio stations over the air. First, phone makers must be persuaded to adopt that particular specification, which is more of a request than a requirement. And even if some phone makers do, the change will take time before it reaches the market. Then there is the big unanswered question. Do consumers want over-the-air radioception in their phones? Or is online streaming of radio through apps like TuneIn and iHeartRadio sufficient? Whatever the answer to that crucial question, there really is no reason for built-in FM chips to be turned off. So bravo to AT&T for asking phone makers to turn those darn things on. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.